It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. Dreaming. Hi, everybody. It's Summer McStravick. Delighted that you have decided to give yourself some growth today via Flow Dreaming and the ideas that we talk about every single week in this show. This week, The Robbery. Ooh, I know that was a good, catchy, juicy title, wasn't it? The Robbery. Most of these podcast episodes, these ideas come into my head as I'm driving my car, as I'm going places, or in the shower. Those are the two times when I find myself drifting and thinking and coming up with program ideas and so on. And The Robbery originated in the feeling that I was having about myself, frankly. Thinking about last year for me, as many of you know, I went through breast cancer treatment last year. And I had a kind of revelation that I was carrying inside of me a sense that something had been stolen. You know, what the diagnosis of cancer came with a feeling that something had been stolen in my life, stolen from me personally. And it made me think, that's a really interesting emotion to be giving to my flow, to be creating from. Do I want to keep holding that or can I let that go? So that became the basis of today's show. And it made me also think a lot of people feel things have been stolen from them. And we're going to look into that and see exactly what maybe you may be harboring deep inside of you that was taken. And then, of course, how to heal that, how to move through it, how to change it, how to grow through it, how to flow through it. So welcome to the art, the philosophy, the way of living that's known as being in flow and using this technique of flow dreaming. It's a method wherein we're able to completely change who we are, change ourselves from the inside out, change characteristics about ourselves, program our future, change the kind of things that erupt or develop or manifest in our lives. Many of you know it as the ultimate manifesting tool. Flow dreaming is definitely that. But I also consider manifesting inside of yourself, who you become, what you want to create inside of you as you. That's also part of flow dreaming, and that's really where today's show is going. If you're curious about flow dreaming and you want to learn the actual technique, you'll hear this in some of my little break remarks, but always go visit the website at flowdreaming.com. There's a terrific shop there where I've recorded tons and tons of flow dreams, which are emotional emotion-based audios that help you arrive at or go into the flow space where you can ultimately and deeply and juicily create. And it's, I have recorded them on just more than 100 topics, 140 or 150, I think I'm up to at this point. So you'll be able to find something or more than one something, some things. Look for some playlists that will help you in the area of life that you're also working on right now. Okay, so let's look at this idea of the robbery. So the first thought that came into my head when I was thinking about this a couple of weeks ago is that cancer seems like it's really robbed me of a year of my life. And I noticed this because I went back to the gym for the first time about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago. And I felt like, wow, I cannot believe it's been, you know, 10 or more months. Where did they go? And I started to hang out with my friends again in the last month or so. And again, I was, I'm looking at their babies and their babies are like a year old and, you know, or 18 months old. And I was like, God, I remember when they couldn't even walk and here they are running around. Where did my life go? I feel like I was robbed of all of this time. Time where I basically had to sit out the game, where I had to stay home, where I was in bed, where I was just focused on one day at a time. Let's make it through. Let's make it through to the next chemo. Let's make it through the surgery. Let's make it through. Let's make it through. A year of my life. It's a big thing to be robbed of. It was also, I'm going to list for you these things, these feelings inside me, because some of them you may relate to. You may say, God, you know, I felt that way before too. And then we're going to go into what this means for you, what it means if this is inside of you. I was robbed as well of a kind of faith this year, robbed of faith. The faith that I'd had before, that I'm healthy, that I will be saving for retirement because I will be having a retirement. This faith, this taking for granted that my body is healthy. Nothing is too wrong with it. Nothing will go wrong with it until I'm, gosh, at least in my 60s or 70s or 80s. I was robbed of that. No. You know, that idea that I can just naturally assume a long and healthy life was taken from me. Because now I look at my life and think, oh, cancer. And of course, you know me from my flow dreaming perspective, you know, I would say I am cured of cancer at this point. Yet, going through this, it opened the door to, oh, now you have one more thing that you have to think about. One more thing that's nipping at your heels. Something else I was robbed of, my skin. Certainly my hair, which all fell out and was totally bald. All my eyelashes, everything fell out, Jesus. Robbed of my youth, robbed of my so-called beauty. Right? When you're looking at your skin, and particularly as a woman, and you're suddenly realizing your muscles have atrophied and you've aged maybe 10 or 15 years over the course of 10 months, that's a robbery. Something that you had taken for granted, the very way you look, the way you come across into the world. I felt I was robbed. I felt I was robbed that my knees and my legs are weak. I have to rebuild this. I don't know how long it will take to rebuild that. Robbed of my strength, just moving through life, getting upstairs, walking any length of distance at all. I was on a trip with my kids this week, and, you know, all through San Francisco, actually. And we went to Alcatraz, and we went up and down those damn stairs like 1,000,000,000 times, getting up to the little peak of that rock, up and down. And I just kept feeling like, gosh, I had to take the tram. I had to sit with the people who couldn't make it up the stairs. I was robbed. Believe me, this isn't all about moaning, poor me. I'm using these as points of discussion that we're going to leap off from, right? And then if I look forward in my life, the things that I'm now having to be very, very cautious about, or simply can't do at all, right? Like sitting in a hot jacuzzi, right? I have a jacuzzi in my backyard and I haven't been in it. And my doctors say, don't go in it, right? It can cause swelling. It can cause pain. The fact that when I garden now, which I love to do, I'm supposed to be wearing gloves all the time. When I clean my little koi pond, I have to wear gloves. I can't let my arms be scratched at all. Robbed. I have to put in all of these special things now that I never had to do. Can't go cave diving. These things that I've always wanted to do, that I love to do, can't do. So, looking at all of these restrictions, and believe me, I know in my mind I'm not saying that I will be doing or feeling all of these things forever. In fact, my goal as a float dreamer is to reverse or get rid of as many of these robberies as quickly as I can. I don't want to stay in this feeling. I don't want to stay in any of these emotions. I want you, actually, let's turn this on you. Where have you been robbed in your life? Now, it might be a physical robbery. Maybe you were, in fact, mugged. Maybe you were sexually assaulted. Maybe you were robbed of a feeling of personal, physical safety. Maybe you were robbed of years of your life when you stayed with that guy who ended up not marrying you or not wanting to have children. Or maybe you couldn't have children and you felt robbed of the ability to be a mother. Maybe you felt robbed in your job when you had been there for 10 years and then they promoted somebody else. Maybe you feel robbed in that your mother or father favored one of your brothers or sisters over you, and you were robbed of that parent. Maybe you had a parent who was an alcoholic or abusive, and you were robbed of having that good father or mother you could lean on. See where I'm going with this? Maybe you've been robbed of your own health through some other means, being forced to sit it out. Notice the feeling that comes up in you. Believe me, this is the lowest point in the show. It's like the dip at the bottom of the roller coaster before we go up. You feel that feeling? If you feel a feeling in response to any of these things I've just said, if you feel a lowness, if you feel a kind of twinge, right? A twinge. That's a response happening inside of you. Something has been triggered. That's a, yeah, I have that. And probably, yeah, I'm still holding that. And now this is where we start to go up in the cart. Flow is based on this idea, and flow dreaming, our interaction with the universe, is based on this idea that what we are on the inside is what our life reflects back to us outside of us. So if you see anything in your life that's not working, it's a direct reflection of something inside of you that's not working. And instead of having to fix the things outside of you over and over and over again, because they keep, you know, you fix it and then it goes off alignment and then you fix it and it goes off alignment, and you fix it and it goes off alignment. Why does it keep getting off alignment? Because the thing inside of you has not been fixed. And your life will just gradually reset itself to the baseline, which is coming from inside of you. So if inside of you, you're continuing to hold this emotion of resentment, bitterness, or the feeling that something has been stolen or taken or even never granted at all, right? Never given to you at all is a kind of form of robbery. You don't have to have owned it to have it taken away. You can still have the essence of that emotion through something that was never given to you but was given to other people, right? You know that feeling? You never got it, but it was given to so-and-so got it. And so that person became successful. And my sister-in-law married into all this money and my whatever, all the resentments and things that come up inside of us. Those are all robberies as well. The question is, do you want to keep allowing it to rob you? Do you want it to keep robbing you? This is key, right? Our whole episode today hinges on this. As long as the feeling remains inside of you, the robbery is being perpetuated continuously. If I was ever angry that cancer took things from me, if I stay in that anger, if I stay in that feeling of something having been taken from me, then I am continuing to give cancer that power. I am continuing to give this kind of loss, this leakage to my life, leaking away, leaking my power, allowing myself to be robbed by choice, right? The first time it was probably shocking. What happened? How did this, But all the feelings that come after that are now by choice. Your job today, your task today, is to let this go inside of flow, to fully release this. Perhaps I was robbed of a year. Perhaps, on the other hand, I gave up some things, but got a whole lot more. Now we're shifting things. Sure, I gave up all of those things. Many of them were very important to me, right? My identity, my health, my fun activities, my hair. But I also received things that I've never received before. I was given things I had never felt before. I received how it felt to be absolutely loved and cared for by my community in a way that I had never been able to access before. People showing up, strangers even showed up at my door with food. Friends of friends. Here, I want to help you. Here, I want to give. Makes me just, honestly, I tear up just thinking about it. Because they were given this opportunity to do something that made them feel good. I gave them that opportunity. And I learned in return how precious and valuable I am just for being. Not for being Summer McStravick, the flow dreaming queen, but just for being a woman who's going through a hard time, for being anyone, for you being me, all of us. And I can lay out a list of those things that I received just as I can lay out a list of those things that were stolen. Almost like those things were stolen away to make room for all the new. Now, what happens if you look at your life that way? What happens if you start turning it and you start emotionally facing, what did I receive? What came from that? Not just put on the bright side, but really, what did I receive from that? What was I given in exchange or in return? And if you look, you're going to find a tremendous amount that was given to you. And here's the catch, the caveat, was given for a reason. It was given for your growth. It was given for your next step. It was given because perhaps you were stubbornly not taking it any other way. It was given because some larger, bigger, deeper part of you asked for it. It was given. You've been given to. So that is where I orient my heart. I orient my heart toward, what have I been given? How did that make me feel? What did I let myself receive from that? And I let go. I wasn't robbed. I was not robbed. Things just shifted, that's all. The texture of my year, the contour of my year, was very, very different. And I was given all kinds of new opportunities, new experiences, new identities to become, to sift through, to grow into. Everything that was put down is replaced by something else. And it's only when my lack thinking is fixated on what left me where I go into trouble. Because lack thinking says you were robbed. It was taken. Bounty thinking, abundance thinking is what was presented in its place. That is where my focus goes. It is so much deeper than just optimism. It's so much deeper. It's a real focus. It's a fixation. It's a, why have you given me this? What should I do with this? How can I do the best with this? I don't understand this. This must be part of my growth precisely because I don't understand it. If I understood it, I'd probably have done it or been it or felt it already. But I don't understand it, which means I'm truly in my grow zone. And that's where I want to be. Because as a flow dreamer, my big picture is always, this is who I'm becoming. This is how I want to feel. This is the joy and the safety I want in my life. This is the love and connection I want in my life. This is the prosperity. This is the stability. This is the reach. This is the access. This is the creativity. This is the time. Whatever it is, this is what I want. This is what I want. Cancer actually gave me time back. I say it stole a year, but it gave me time. Gave me more time with my children than I've had in years. It gave me time in the understanding that I can actually pull away from my work a little bit more and have more time for my own inner self. And everything will be just fine. In fact, it will grow better. My life will grow better if I have more time for myself, more time for my health, more time in a state of balance. So on par, if I look at that, I will probably have gained years in my life because I'm using my time so much more wisely now. I've shifted so much. I've rebalanced so much. You see, and some of you are thinking, oh, Summer, you're just doing this because you're special and you can find ways of thinking that way and feel that way. And I can't. Don't go into lack. Don't say that about yourself. I've only found this because I've looked for it. Really, I've only found it because I've looked for it. If you do the same looking, you will find this for yourself. It's findable for all of us. It's our God-given right. It's what we're here to do. It's there for you as well. So this is now the robbery that has turned into the big give, right? The giving, the receiving. Feel on that. Feel on that. Let yourself shift emotionally into that state. Now, we're going to go to a quick break. I'd love to take your calls. If I'm seeing any coming up on the board, I better check because I realize I haven't even checked yet. Oh my goodness. But we're also going to do some work here toward the end of the program where we're going to release and shift that robbery right away and right out of you, right? So you can get into that new state of, this is what I really got. This is what I really hold. And that robbery robs me no more. So stay with me and I'll be back right after this. Hey, it's Summer again, and yes, we're on break, but I wanted to share some important stuff with you about the hugely amazing and gorgeous Me School of Flow. Right now, it's either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. This means that I'm accepting students that I work with personally over the year ahead. And I teach you to do what I do, how to think how I think, how to work with flow, manifest, create, and use the universe the way it's meant to be used. You're going to create amazing things using flow. You'll also open and expand your empathic intuition. After doing this for a number of years, I can tell you, Me Schoolers make strides and hit goals way beyond what they think they're going to be able to do going in, over and over. You don't have to be a superstar going in, because that's what we're going to turn you into once you get there. If you're ready to go big, if you know you need to deepen your spiritual practice and your personal growth, then this is where you need to be. Your life, after all, only grows as big as you do. So Me School is online. That means you'll connect with me from all over the world. What to do next? Click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com. You'll see an area that talks about Me School. During enrollment, you can set up a free 20-minute call with me. And during waitlist times, I invite you to send me a note telling me about your interest. Okay, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. And here we are back with more flow dreaming. And oh my goodness, today the call lines are absolutely booked up. Let's start with Jessica in Memphis. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hey, Summer, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
What can I help you with today?
Well, I had a question. I've been seeing a guy for the last few months, and it's funny. He's adamant about the fact that he doesn't want to be exclusive yet. It's not time. And then, you know, I don't think he's talking to anyone else, but there's something about it that's really uncomfortable for me. It feels like a blockage. And in a way, you know, but at first I was like really kind of angry about it, and I took a break to cool off. And, you know, part of me feels like, you know, is this pointing towards something I should work on? Should I just be patient with it? Or is it just time to move on? So I'm in that frustration state, and I can't, you know, figure out whether to sit with it or to just let it go.
Yeah. All right. Give me his first name, all right, so I can take a look at you and at him and the whole situation and flow.
Okay. His name is Will.
Will. And you've been seeing him for a couple of months now, right?
Since October. Actually, I talked to him before, but this time around since last October.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm looking at the two of you. I can feel both of you. You feel very different, by the way. You have very different points of view, very different feels inside of you. You know, you're looking at this in terms of, are we going to build something? Is this going anywhere? Am I spinning my wheels? Am I wasting time? Is there something wrong with me that he's just not that interested? Because if he's just not that interested, then I'm not interested, and I want to go someplace else. Right? It's like you want that answer. You need that answer emotionally. You don't want to go deeper in connecting with him without that answer. Right? So that's the frustration. It's like you're right there on the edge. I want to go deeper and connect with you, but you're not giving me the green light to. So I have to just kind of hold myself here. And it's an awkward place to hold. Right? It's very wobbly. Mm-hmm. So I look over at Will. And his feeling, you know, first of all, please tell me if I have the right man. There's something a little bit floaty about him. It's like he's hard to pin down. There's the floaty guy.
I mean, he comes off as very disciplined, but he doesn't present the floaty side, but I do see that.
Yeah. Here's something. Maybe he has developed this discipline as a means to control his otherwise inability to kind of really connect. Okay. And I don't mean necessarily commit, but, you know, it's like I'm getting this. It's like I'm reflecting it in my tone of voice more than anything. Like, I don't know. So, all right, so let me ask him. I'm going to get in closer now. Will, what's going on with Jessica? Why the disconnect? Are you guys in the same town or a different city?
We are in the same town. We started off as in different cities, but I actually moved.
Different city. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're closer.
We're in the same town now.
Okay. All right. Good to see. What is going on? Why are you not going deeper with her? You know, he's just not highly motivated right now. He's not highly motivated to be in a relationship, to go to the next step. You know, he's a kind of a guy who thinks a lot about himself. You know, he kind of gets wrapped up in his own head, his own life, not really thinking about including other people. Look for that in the rest of his personality. Do you notice that he takes really good care of his family? Is he the kind of guy who's always offering to help his friends? Or is he a kind of guy who's always a little stepped back? This is a guy that I'm feeling always a little stepped back because he's inside of himself more than he's thinking or has an awareness of others. Well, I'm going to tell him Jessica has to make some decisions about you. She likes you, but she's not sure if she should be going forward with you because you're not giving her any real signs of hope. And she wants to know if you just have commitment problems or if it's her, you know, in particular. I'm just talking with him right now, right? I'm telling him. She really needs to know from you. And again, he's squirming away. He doesn't even want me saying this. He's like, why? Why do we have to have this conversation? Can't we just let things be the way they are? He would let things be the way they are for years, to be honest. So I'm going to let him go, Will, because thank you, Will, because I feel like I'm not making a lot of headway with him. If it were me, just from what I felt, I would keep looking around.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. Sometimes I see that and it's like, I'd rather you know and just be okay with it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Thank you for the call. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now. Yeah. You know, it's like when you're looking at somebody, I'm looking for a lot of emotional cues coming out of them. And it was really hard, one, to get him emotional because he was so disconnected. And, you know, two, if a person is into you, they're into you. And I feel it immediately. And if they're just kind of floating, I really don't want to have her waste her time. Hey, so let's go now to Kate. Kate, you're in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, where I just was last weekend. How are you?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Good.
How are you? What's up?
This episode is pretty deep for me that I was had a relationship for the more of a business relationship with someone for like 10 years that ended up with a huge credit card debt on my end that I paid off, and I'm proud of myself for doing that, and I feel cleared about it in some ways, but now my credit score is in the toilet. Mm-hmm. So that's, I don't see what my horrible credit score has given me. You know, I see other things.
You're like, I see other
messages I've learned and forgiven myself and others. But that is that physical aspect of the everyday living is still is there in a real way.
Okay. So let's get your head wrapped into this new energy space.
Right.
This new emotional space. Because as long as your energy is being diverted to, damn it, this is horrible, this is bad, how
right.
did I get this, and how long is it going to take, and I just got to suffer through it, right?
Right?
Then that's exactly what Flo is reading from you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what your life will continue to reflect, all the obstacles, all the difficulties that are arising from this. So your job now is to kind of mitigate that, to reduce the effects of it on you.
Right.
But instead, so it's like, you know, close your eyes with me. And pretend that you're looking with your eyes closed to the left. All right. That is where your bad credit is. That's where the bad relationship is. That's where the bad debt is. That's where the bad business went. And it's all there. And it's all in your past. It already happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's already occurred. It's done. It doesn't need to be continued. It doesn't need to be given any more energy. Now turn in your mind behind your eyes and face the right. And notice how empty and clean that area is. Notice how there's space. Notice how there's energy and flow. Notice how there is potential there, all the potential of your future, everything that's coming up for you is all right there, wide open. And now you feel what your debt used to feel like. The debt that you know is still there in the back of your mind. It's still over there on the left. But now that debt feels more colorless, like all of the dollar bills have been sapped of their color. It's dull, it's washed out, it's on its way out. Instead, what you're looking at and what you're feeling is, I am so committed to my financial rehabilitation. Everything that enters my life in terms of my career, in terms of business, in terms of my partnerships, is all about healing. I am healing, healing, healing. I am never afraid to enter a partnership again. Instead of saying, I'll never do it again, I'm saying, no, I'm never afraid. If a good one comes right. around, I don't hold that baggage. I am never afraid to invest in things again. Because you know what? Right. I'm going to have to invest in things again. If I want to grow something like I wanted to before, I will have to. So I have to let go of all resentment and I let it go. I'm also wide open to the feeling that income flows my way. It comes to me. It will come to me. I don't have to go into debt to get it either. I let go of that old feeling as well.
Right.
I can receive income without going into debt. People do all the time. And I'm wide open to that. So I'm playing now with these three new kinds of feelings. And I'm revving them up and I'm focusing on them and I'm feeling them and I'm feeling better and better about myself. And I'm saying, thank you. Thank you for this experience that I had. Yeah, I may not have chosen it consciously. If I could have sat down ahead of time and said, should I have it or not? I'd have said no. But for some reason, I did get involved in it and I did do it. And I can't hate myself for it. I can only love myself for it. Because I want to love myself and I have to love myself, which means loving myself for all of my choices. Even that one. That's what I commit to. That's what I'm feeling now in my flow. That deep love.
Whew.
Yeah, you can open your eyes.
Yeah, that was great. That was deep.
Do you see, that's just a little shift. Those are just the first three areas that popped up.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot more, right?
Yeah.
That feeling
It will just to turn your head. I saw more like the yellow brick road in front of me.
Yes.
The visual.
So
moving forward.
I want you to use that as like a little trigger, okay? I call a technique like this an energy anchor because it's a visual that you can now use to instantly move your perception, move your mindset. Every time you start going into those harpy, you know, difficult, rah-rah feelings about all that, you know, crap you went through, you move and you look to the right.
Yeah,
and you go, oh, here's where I am now. Here's how I really feel about this. And you stay in that place. If you do this enough, that will overtake what you have felt before, right? It's like adding up. It's like scooping, you know, shovels of sand. You keep scooping them to the right. Pretty soon you have a bigger pile there than you have to the left. And that's your goal. Okay.
Great. I will listen to this as well many times.
Good. I'm glad I could help you.
Thank you very much. It sure did.
All right, Kate. You take care. Bye.
Okay.
Little prescriptions going out into the airwaves today. How about we get one more? Let's do Dana in Maryland and see what's going on with you. Hey, Dana, what's up?
Hi, Summer. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
This topic feels really on target for me, too. I was actually disinherited when I was in college by my father.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying really hard to heal my relationship to money ever since because so much of money is wrapped up in rejection now.
Yeah.
And I've been using a lot of flow dreaming to try to accomplish that, but I can't really tell if it's budging or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know. I was just wondering if you could look and see.
So, yeah, I'm looking at you already. And I'm, you know, to summarize your feeling, I was disinherited. I was cut out of something that is rightfully mine. Okay. This perception that there is a shiny golden, you know, coin purse that was not handed to you. Now, did anybody else receive this or is it still just hanging out there undistributed?
My stepmother received it.
Okay. Your stepmother received it all. So she comes in to play the villain along with your dad. Mm-hmm. The person who did the robbing, whether or not she intended to, doesn't really matter. She received and you did not. Rightful inheritance. This kind of invisible contract that you developed in your own head. Fathers should pass their wealth to their children. And you discovered that that is not always true. Many fathers have no wealth, and you could have forgiven that. But the knowledge that you were emotionally bypassed, that you were emotionally rejected, right? That's at the heart. The wealth is the symbol of that emotion. I was rejected. My father doesn't love me. My father doesn't love me. Can you feel that? That's really deep.
Oh, yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, I feel it too. It's like going down a dark elevator shaft. My father doesn't love me. That's the core of your healing, right? That begins the journey for you. And that can be healed in so many ways. It doesn't have to be finished with, my father does love me. We may never know if he loves you or not. We don't even know if he's capable of love. Then you might go into, well, I was robbed of a father that could love me. Other people got fathers like that. Why didn't I? Well, everybody gets something. Right? Everyone gets something. I got cancer. You got a dad who doesn't love you. We all receive the thing that we are growing through, right? We're all growing through something. You have this to grow through, which is something I wanted to make me fundamentally feel valuable didn't come to me. And this is the most basic thing that would have made me feel valuable and wanted in this world. And it didn't get it. Am I still valuable? Am I still wanted? Right now you have the question that you can answer in a yes way. Right? The one of, will your dad ever love you? We couldn't answer that as a yes or no. But am I still wanted? Am I still valuable in this world? You can answer that for yourself over and over. That's all under your control. That's all in your power. Are you following?
Yeah, I'm definitely following.
Yeah. How do you feel valuable? How do you feel wanted? Can you show up for other people, make yourself be valuable to them? Can you help? Can you be a good steward of the earth or animals? Can you, can you be a good parent yourself? Like, you could just spend the rest of your day dreaming up ideas. How do I make myself feel valuable to myself? How do I validate myself? Because for unknown reasons, maybe I'll find out someday, my source self selected that this is the thing that I would move through. If I can conquer this, then this is an area of my life that will never hurt me again. Will never hurt me again. I can release all the hurt around it. And I have to release all the hurt around it, or I just keep letting it hurt me over and over and over. And I'm done with that. I give that up. I give that up now. So I know that was kind of real deep, real fast. Yeah. But I want you to be just feel into that. Okay. As soon as we hang up here, feel into that.
Okay.
It's not something that's unresolvable. It's imminently resolvable. And you have that power. You can resolve this. And
well,
the money.
Huge.
Yeah. The money was just an afterthought. The money was just the icing on the cake. You can make all of your own money. And then you can bestow it on anybody that you want to give to. And every time you make money and give it to somebody, you're going to feel like, I'm doing something rightful and good. And if I took a bad circumstance and it goaded me to do this, well, I made the best out of something, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good call.
Great, thank you.
Dana.
Thank you so much.
So welcome. Take care. Bye, my dear. Bye. I know. Sometimes I feel like these calls are like little tasters, like little teasers. You know, it's like, go here because that's what I have time for. I can see it. I can see it now. Go, you know, chase after that ball. Go take that. But gosh, those were all really good examples of robberies. So thank you. I really thank all three of you for being brave enough to call in and share that and, you know, get the direction to go in. I think you probably helped a lot of other people, not just yourself. Okay, so we're going to go to a break. And when we get back, we're going to do some healing work. Let's heal past that robbery as we return with more Flow Dreaming right after this. Here we are on a quick break, and I have a few suggestions for you. First of all, if you're wondering how to flow dream or what flow dreaming really is, I have a free gift bag of downloads for you on my website right now. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email. That's it. You'll get the downloads right then, instantly. And they're a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream. And I give you a free flow dream to start with. This saves me from reteaching the basics over and over again on this show. And it gives you the first step toward a freaking awesome life. You're going to find these downloads on my homepage right now. So pop in your email and I'll send them right over to you. Next, my manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com is what underwrites this entire show. It brings it to you free every week, and it has for the last 10 years, which is saying quite a lot. And what's there? Amazing playlists on all kinds of topics. MP3s, flow dreams that end fear, that get you unstuck, that can get you to your perfect career, that can get you out of debt, help you find your soulmate, so much more. These playlists are incredibly powerful, highly effective. My inbox is full every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who've received eye-popping bonuses, who've reduced massive amounts of pain or healed themselves in so many different ways. So please go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to pick up and start using to change your life with. Okay, back to the program. And welcome back for more flow dreaming. All right, are you guys ready? Rubbing my hands together. We're going to do some flow dreaming. We are going to let go of anything that's been robbed from us. Right? Anything that's been taken away. Anything that still haunts you. If I look back in my life, I've actually had a lot of robberies, a lot of things I could apply that title to. But if I was still holding to all of those bits of resentment, feelings of why me, if I was still holding on to those what if only, think how much of my energy, how much of my soul, how much of myself would always be reaching backward to what I don't have. So in flow dreaming, in this way of looking at the world, we each carry around with us, in essence, a battery, right? It's almost like a Chinese philosophy. We each have a battery of our key energy, and we can use a certain amount of it, you know, you're born with a certain amount. And if that battery is being sucked dry by these things that are continuing to pull on us or tap on us, it leaves us less each day for those things that we want to create. Therefore, it becomes imperative. You must release. You must release. And if you feel like, I've tried to release, I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, but I don't know if I can't tell if I've gotten it all every time I think I have, more comes up, fine. Don't be upset about that. Just be like, okay, what else can I do to create more release? And there will come a point, there'll come a day when you're saying to yourself instead, I don't have any desire to create any more release because there's nothing left to release. I can check in and I can feel down to the sandy bottom and there's just nothing there, nothing left to come up. It really is all gone. Right? I can think of several things in my life now, big things, where I can finally see the bottom, that beautiful sandy bottom. I mean, like looking through a clear tropical ocean and seeing the floor. You know, there's no haze, there's no darkness, there's no dirt, there's no bad, low, tugging, old, heavy, emotional energy. It's clear. The experience is still there. I can still see the experience. But it's not connected to me. It's not connected to me anymore. All right, so we want to get into the flow. You guys ready? ready to let go of some of this stuff? To reverse the robbery, the big robbery reversal. Let's go for it and let's do this. All right, close your eyes with me. Take a nice deep breath and perhaps we'll cue up some music that we can float along to. By the way, why do I bring music into flow dreams? Sometimes people ask me this, and my answer is always, this is not a meditation. Flow dreaming is a way of creating a heightened emotional state within a place of flow. This heightened state, this flow state, is very energetic. It's very focused, right? It's very active. It's very constructive. Even when you're releasing, it's a constructive, active process of releasing. The music helps guide you into that emotional state, right? Emotion always is triggered by music, or rather, music is always triggering emotion. That's why I have these with music beds. That's why I don't create them without it. I don't really want you to meditate to these. I want you to flow dream. So, here we are back again with our eyes closed. And we're about to let go. Completely releasing. Letting our stomach release. Deep breath all the way down to the bottom. Our shoulders are dropping. Our jaw is dropping. Our brow lets go. And we're feeling very, very good. Very good. Even as we think right now. Oh yeah. There was that time when something was taken from me. And it was taken from me in a hurtful way. Perhaps in a way where I regret it, where I'm upset at myself for allowing it. Upset at someone else, feeling unjust. Oh, that was so unjust. Let those feelings come up. Anger. There it is. Allow it up, up, up. It's like opening the cap of a well. Let it seep up and out. Let that stuff out. Let it out into your flow. Let your flow carry it away. Imagine that there's a breeze blowing past you, and it just takes this old emotion and it just carries it and carries it and carries it. And you know what? It doesn't matter if no one else ever experienced that but you. If your heart was broken. If you lost money. If you did something really dumb. If someone took something from you. Took something that they shouldn't have. That was wrong to take. Dump it. Lift it up and out of you. Lift up and out of you. All of it. Lift it up and out like lifting a bucket load of water out of the sea. Lift it up and out and just dump it out of you. Dump it. Feel it. You feel it coming out of your heart? Don't let it stay in your heart. Your heart doesn't want to hold that. Your heart has too much else to do. It's too busy. It's got to pump your blood. It's got to hold your love. Dump it. And let it go. And instead, you know what you're feeling? That robbery gave me something. It took something away, but it also gave me something. What is that? Why haven't I spent my time looking for that? Why haven't I spent my time developing? What did it give me? What did it give me? What good, juicy, delicious, beautiful thing inside of myself did it open up for me and say, feel this, realize this, become this? Become this? Become this? What am I becoming? Because I do believe and I feel it with all of my heart. Whatever was stolen from me came with a mandate, become this other thing instead. This is being removed from your life so you can become this. Oh my God, flow. I want and I need to become that. That is my redemption. That is my path out. What do I need to become? And now I commit myself to that. I turn my whole heart toward it. All of my heart is facing that direction. What am I becoming? What will I become? How can I become it? I'm all there. I'm all yes to it. Yes. I realize it, I take it in, and I have just corrected it, and I am now there. Bring to me over the next few days, weeks, months, and even years, whatever I need to become that. It's not too late for me to take that up. It's still there waiting for me. And taken up I do right now. And with that commitment, you find yourself coming out of flow and opening your eyes. There you go. Beautiful flow dreaming energy shift. Take it and run with it. And I will see you all again next week, same time, same place. My love to you all and happy flow dreaming. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.